Hi, everybody. We're now on to week three, and week three is all about the ancestral gifts and ancestral wounds. So what we're doing today is taking the theme of last week, which is really kind of the personal wounding and the personal gift, and taking the thread back and looking at how those gifts and those wounds may be connected to those of our ancestors. So here I am on my stone with my feet on the ground with my redwoods dropping into the nonlinear, and I'm going to take a breath and see what wants to be shared with you on this theme today. So I invite you also to get comfortable wherever you are. Maybe you want to lie down, maybe you want to sit, maybe you want to light a candle and make this a sacred time for yourself. And as we enter this time together, I want to invite the ancestors and I'm inviting the ancestors who can really help us today, the ones who know the patterns that live in our souls, the ones that have knots tied that need to be untied. And we ask that any ancestors that are not able to help us, that they're not welcome here at this time, but we do send you love and healing. And this is really a time for us to be only held by those ancestors who can be of deepest support for us to step more fully into our calling. And so we call on the great grandmothers and the great grandfathers in our lineages, the ones who know about the wounding and the ones who know about the gift. And we call you ancestors. We call you, and we know that you're with us, and we know that we forget you, and we know that in this culture we're often led to dismiss your presence and dismiss the ways that you may be speaking to us. So in this time together, we open all the channels that make us available to you, whether that's our inner ear hearing ways that you may be whispering to us, guiding us. We open to our kinesthetic channels. Maybe we get chills when you're present. Maybe there's a warmth behind us. Whatever ways that our kinesthetic channels may register the presence of our loving ancestors. And we open to our inner eye, whether that's with our eyes closed, that images may arise, that you may be communicating to us in that way, or with our eyes open. Some of us have the capacity to see energies, and we might know that our ancestor is sitting right across from us in this moment. So, and not all of us have opening to taste and smell on the kind of visionary channels, but some people do, so allowing that to be there as well. And am I missing anything? The inner knower. So we're opening to the inner knower to be here as well. Things that may just come to us in their fullness, and we don't really know how, but we know something that we didn't know before. Deep breath. So this week already feels quite different in sharing this with you. My head is shaking, which is something I do when energies show up. So we are not alone, and I think that's one of the biggest messages of this week, is we are not alone. And there is support for us that we may not have realized. There is a lot of support for us that we may not have realized. So I'm feeling behind me right now a lot of energy, and I'll tell you what I know about my ancestors and how they've helped me. I think it helps to kind of ground these themes in personal experience. So the ancestors that I'm most close to are on my mother's side, and they are mostly Russian Jews. There's some Polish and German and Ukraine. But yeah, Minsk. I guess they came from Minsk, many of them. And what I know about them is that ritual was very, very important to them. And there are ways that I am just naturally that very much match things that I have discovered in that lineage, which I wasn't raised with at all. In fact, my father was raised in a environment in which there was anti-Semitism. It's a long story. I'm not going to go into it at the moment. But I was raised very confused about that aspect of my identity. But in the Jewish tradition, there's often blessings every time something new happens, and things are ritualized and acknowledged, and there's a prayer before meals, and there's a prayer after meals, and there's the Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath, where you honor the rhythms of the week and bring in the divine feminine from sunset to Friday till sunset on Saturday. And all these things resonate so, so deeply in my soul. And so I feel, in terms of the gifts I carry, I do feel that there's something in my blood and in my lineage that is, there's a wisdom that I carry that I came in with. And of course, it's all very mysterious, and no one can prove that, you know, some people say we're a blank slate. Other people say the soul came in with past lives. Other people say it's, you know, your ancestors in your bones. I'm not so concerned with, you know, needing to kind of pin anything down. I'm just really opening the field to this kind of inquiry and inviting you to feel into what is in your ancestry. Are there gifts in your cultural ancestry, in your that you know about, that your grandparents carried, that you have some affinity for, some strength, some talent, some knowing? Of course, the other side of that is that we also carry the wounds of our ancestors. And as we said last week, those are very connected. So the idea when we connect with ancestors and the wounding part is that we can choose to be pattern breakers. And if you're here, it's most likely that your soul has already kind of made some decision about that, that you're not interested in doing it the same way and you don't want to continue the same patterns. So I'm going to take a breath here. So I'm just kind of feeling into what are the wounding pieces that show up in my work. And what's showing up not so much is my work, because not all of it is always related directly to calling. So I'm just going to say what's coming up right now, which is, you know, a lot of the wounding in my female lineage has to do with love and not feeling loved. My mother did not feel loved by her mother. My grandmother did not feel loved by her father. I did not have any palpable experience of love from my mother. And I feel great love for my daughter, but when she was born, there was a place in my heart that I couldn't access, and that was very painful for me. And so so I have a journey of opening my heart, and I do that on behalf of my ancestors, and I do it on behalf of those to come, for my daughter, and if she has children, and so forth. And so I feel like it's an honor to be able to say, I'm going to do this one differently, and I'm willing to feel not just my own pain, but there's pain that lives in our lineages, and sometimes it feels really big because it's not just our pain alone. I was in a ritual with Maladoma Somme in our group, and it was an ancestralization ritual in which we were inviting our ancestors to this circle, and I cried like I've never cried before for my ancestors who had to leave their homeland because they didn't feel safe. And those were not my personal tears. They were there. It was a collective wailing of my people. And that's a gift we can give our ancestors, is to allow things to move through us and cleanse through us. And that is life affirming, not only for our own lives, but again, for those who came before and those who come after. Take a breath here. So what's coming to mind now is offerings. And I invite you to just play with offerings this week. You know, see if it feels right to you, create an altar. And if there's an ancestor or two that you feel more connected with than others, you can put their photo on the altar and let yourself have conversations. You know, one of the first ways I started connecting with the other world felt extremely odd to me. The woman I was working with said, you know, put your favorite food on the altar. And my favorite food was and continues to be yams. And so I would put a couple yams on the altar and talk to what felt like the air. And I felt really odd and almost embarrassing, and like I didn't have a lot of trust in what I was doing, but I had a lot of trust in her. And so if this is new for you, I invite you to let it be what it is. It may feel awkward and odd and unreal, but experiment with it. A lot opened for me from doing that. A lot opened for me. So I'm hoping that the doors will open for you as well in just making this small step towards the ancestors. They can't really step towards us until we step towards them. We really do need to invite them and let them know that we are willing to be in conversation and in relationship. So if it feels right for you, then I invite you to open that conversation. And specifically, in terms of calling, in the Dogara tradition of West Africa, which I am a student of, and the ancestors are in the fire realm, and our purpose is in the fire realm. And they're very, very related. And so when you connect with the ancestors, it also kind of heats that place in our beings up around our calling. And it's said that the ancestors are the ones who remind us why we're here. They're the ones who tap on our shoulder. They're the ones that maybe, you know, let us know when we're getting off track. And so I just invite you to hold that as a possibility. And when you do open your conversation with the ancestors, to bring the topic of calling to them. Bring whatever your challenges are. And one of my main mentors, Marty Spiegelman, always said, spirit demands specificity. Hard word to say, but spirit demands specificity. And so the more specific you can get, the better. When I am going to have a group, I may share, you know, what some of the challenges are. I may also share, like, how many people I hope show, and what's the address where it's going to be at, and what time, and what day, and just let them know as much as you can about what's happening. Share your fears, share your grief, share your hopes, share your dreams, share your confusion. It's also said that that they really hear us best when we're in our feeling body, and in our hearts. So the words are one thing, but the words are carried much more powerfully to the other world if our hearts and our feelings are in it. And, you know, different cultures are different. I've worked with people who don't feel comfortable, like, speaking their anger to the ancestors. So if that's true for you, you know, do what's comfortable. I myself allow myself to express all of it. Sometimes I let my rage out, sometimes I let my grief out, whatever it is. So again, I invite you into that conversation with your ancestors. I invite you to listen to the interview with Daniel Foer, who does beautiful ancestral medicine work. And to remind you again, when you call them in, bring an offering if that feels right. And it's, I think it is prudent and a good idea always just to say, you know, I'm really calling in the ones who can help me. And just like you have boundaries with other people, same thing with the other world, you know, just have your healthy boundaries. So I hope this exploration with the ancestors is rich and deep, and take good care, and talk to you next week.